Coach on the road once again with the MLB Stars of the Game. Take you behind the scenes what it's like being a Major League ball player. I got the man here for the Yankees. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jazz Chisholm Jr., second baseman for the Yankees.
Jazz, what's it like being a Major League ball player?
I mean, it's great. So living the dream that I had from when I was a kid, you know, trying to be like my grandma.
So, you know, a lot of kids watch you guys, and they think it's easy to be a Major League ball player. Is it that easy?
I think a lot of adults watch, and they think it's easy, too.
So what's this role like?
It's really tough, man. You gotta. Some guys go through 3 to 5 years of minor league baseball, and that's not easy. Some guys make it to the big leagues as fast as 2 years, a year, and that makes it a little bit easier. That makes a lot of guys believe, you know. But at the same time, it's a really hard sport. It's grind. It's exhausting at times. But it's always worth it, you know. It's all worth it.
So what's this journey been like for you getting here?
It was amazing for me. I enjoyed it. You know, I had fun three years in the minor leagues, 3.5 years in the minor leagues. I had fun. I was 18. I was really young through the minor leagues, so I wasn't thinking of it as deep as everybody else where it was, and guys that are coming out of college. But as a high schooler going into it, you know, I just was enjoying every day, knowing, like, playing baseball every day and getting paid, you know, not thinking of the real world, never really been out in the real world yet, you know. And then you get to the big leagues and it's all these lights and cameras and all the flashy things, you know, and it's pretty sick. I enjoy it. I love it.
Then you got number 13. You got kids running around with number 13 on, calling your name. I mean, what's that feeling like?
I mean, it feels great. I mean, the crazy part is I used to be one of those kids running around wearing number 13 too growing up. The same jersey right here that I wear right now, I used to wear as a kid. So it's so crazy, like, to be able to actually wear it in the big leagues. And, you know, at the time, like, one of my favorite players in the big leagues was the Yankees third baseman wearing number 13. So it was so sick, like, to be here, get traded here. They offered me the number 13. And I asked A. Rod myself. I said, is it cool if I wear 13? Like, you're good with that, you know? And he was like, I wouldn't want nobody else to wear 13. So I think it's pretty sick, you know?
Nobody mistake you for A. Rod, do they?
Oh, no chance. I'm not 6'4", you know? I'm not as tall as him. I'm not as big as him.
I thought you were 6'6", 185.
Six what? I wish. That's my dad.
And more importantly, you get paid pretty good to play a kid's game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not even really about the money for me. It's, like, just having the fun, you know.
The love of,
like,
the game.
The love of it, you know. Like, I loved it since I was a kid. My grandma showed me love in this game, you know. Like, that's who I learned the game from. So, for me, it's just, like, loving it, playing it for her, you know, enjoying it.
And then, you know, last time I had a chance to interview you was wearing another uniform. You told me a story about grandma teach you how to play this game. Tell them about that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in Miami, but like I said, my grandma, she played professional softball, and I used to follow her to the park every day, you know, try to hit with her before her games and her practices, and, you know, like, I enjoyed that every day. And then 9 years old, she gave me off to my stepdad, she was like, yeah, you got to make sure you get there, and he did.
So did grandma show you off when she was teaching you how to hit?
Oh, yeah, she showed me off. She was like, look at my grandson, he can hit, like, he's only 4 years old, look how good he can hit, you know. I was pretty good. I was pretty good as a kid.
I bet she was in them stands at your Little League games crying, my baby.
Yeah, not my baby. It's to be like, Jazz, you can't be missing that pitch.
Oh, Lord. She was one of them?
Yeah, she. So she wasn't sweet.
So what is it
now? Now it's my baby.
Oh, now it's your baby.
I wouldn't even say that. That's a lie. It's not now it's my baby. Now it's more still. Like, hey, how you miss that fastball down the middle? It was right down the middle. You can't miss that. But it's fun. It's fun.
So you got a super critic at grandma, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's because she was a superstar, though. That's what comes from having a superstar grandma. You know, she was great at the game. She didn't miss the fastball down the middle, you feel me? So she doesn't expect me to.
So you was a youngster starting off in this game. I mean, who were some of the guys that mentored you along the way?
Gary Sheffield, CC Sabathia, Dom Smith, JP Crawford, Nick Gordon, Tuki Toussaint.
My man Tuki.
Yeah, Tuki Toussaint. I mean, I had a lot of great guys watching over me through the minor leagues, you know. Anton Richardson. I could call names for days, like Marcus Wilson. I had a lot of good big brothers.
So you go come on Coach Show and call all these heavyweight names, huh? You go come on Coach Show and call all them heavyweight names.
I mean, you asked me. You asked me who was my big brothers, and you know, I'm not gonna lie. I had a lot of good big brothers, especially from CC. CC Sabathia was the first. Well, it was Sheffield, then it was CC, Dom Smith, Tuki, Nick, and then it was just like Edwin Jackson.
Oh, my man E, boy, you calling my man D?
Yeah.
You just calling all the guys.
I mean, Griffey, when I got to the big leagues, was started to get a little bit more with Griffey, and I can't forget Barry Larkin. That's my OG. Barry and Chef, those two, my OGs. I worked with a lot of great guys, I'm not gonna lie. I worked with a lot of amazing, I can't forget my. If I don't say this, he'll kill me. Okay? Flash Gordon. Can't.
Now you're going back.
You're going back now. I mean, that's like my family. Like, those guys are literally like my family. Flash Gordon, Nick Gordon, D. Gordon, Gary Sheffield, CC Sabathia.
You named half the Major League roster there.
But those are like, that's like my family. Like,
so you got a kid. You got any of them guys' autographs?
Autographs?
Yeah.
I used to sleep at their houses. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I literally used to be in their house as a kid, like, hanging out, sleeping, them teaching me stuff, them showing me the world, you know what I mean? So I really expect. I even can't forget Lewis Brinson, too. Starling Marte as well. I can't.
So let me get you these last two questions. I know you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about your big league experience, I mean, what would you give in exchange for this experience?
What would I give in exchange?
In exchange for this experience.
I don't think I could. I don't know. It's hard to give this up.
It's hard to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
The fans keep you going despite the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't give anything up for this experience.
So, you know, when I was coach, I used to coach college ball, scouting for our major league team. We were on the road with our team. We got back to the hotel, the guys turned on ESPN and watched some da-da-da-da-da-da moments. Did you turn on ESPN and look for yourself?
I did my rookie year.
Your rookie year. Only your rookie year.
Only my rookie year. Nah, right. I got to watch my highlights now.
Same
thing. I wouldn't go, like, on MLB Network or ESPN and be like, I hope they're talking about me or something. I've never done that. You know, I just go watch my highlights to watch it to be like, dang, I'm balling.
You want to, okay. Last question. Mm-hmm. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walking in that locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging. What was that feeling like?
I mean, it felt great. I was on FaceTime with my whole family when I walked in the locker room the first time. It was the first time, like, FaceTime actually made that group call setting.
Uh-huh.
So we had, like, 10 of us. It was my grandma, granddad, my mom, my brothers, a few cousins, my sisters. And I had it on FaceTime, and I was walking in. And I showed him my jersey, number 70.
70, that was a big number.
First number I wore in the big leagues. It was sick.
Did you cry?
No.
You cry.
Mm-mm.
You cry.
Not my first day.
Mama cry? We know mama. We know grandmama cried anyway. Coach with the man, Jay.